Well, today our readings tie very nicely together because it's all about the idea of the rock. And in the Old Testament, God is always called the rock. He is the rock of our salvation. He is a sturdy shelter, a strong refuge. God is this rock. He is unchangeable. He is eternal. As we see in that first reading from the prophet Isaiah, trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is an eternal rock. That's a theme that you see going from the Old Testament into the New Testament. So the Lord is an eternal rock. And sometimes when people suffer, they sometimes turn away from God. But of course, that is not what we should do. Because if somebody rejects God in the midst or because of their suffering, they lose their rock. They lose their support. They lose the foundation that can help them to carry the cross, that can help them to bear with the sufferings and carry the sufferings with grace and dignity and courage. Those who reject God because of sufferings that they're going through, you know, will still have the sufferings after they reject God, but they will have lost their rock. They will have lost their foundation stone, their support system. Because God is the eternal rock of our salvation, a sturdy shelter. So yes, in times of suffering or difficulty, you know, build your house upon the rock, upon God. Don't reject God because of suffering, because you'll still have the suffering even after you reject God, but you just won't have your rock and your strong support. And then what's so amazing in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ chose one of his apostles and gave him the name Rock. And he picked the most unlikely of all the ones. He picked the most fickle, the most changeable one. That was St. Peter. St. Peter's personality was very sanguine. He was a sort of a choleric sanguine because he was very impetuous. He was always speaking before he thought. And St. Peter loved the Lord deeply, but he was very sort of excitable and very changeable, and his name was Simon. And Simon, the actual word in Hebrew, means a reed which can sort of sway in the wind. That's what the word Simon means. But Jesus changed his name to Rock. And in Aramaic, it is Kepha. And what Jesus said was, "You, Simon, you are now Kepha. And upon this Kepha, I will build my church." So you are rock, and upon this rock, Jesus says, "I will build my church." And that's an amazing thing to think about, that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to a human being, again, a very weak, sinful human being, this title that was only given to God himself in the Old Testament. But Jesus was now going to build his church upon the apostles and upon St. Peter, the first pope. And Jesus said, "The gates of hell will never prevail against my church." In the last 2,000 years, people have tried to destroy the church. Nero tried, Decius tried, Diocletian tried, Julian the Apostate tried, Stalin, Hitler, Napoleon. All the enemies of the church have tried to destroy the church, but here we are. 2,000 years later, the church is still with us. The church is still here. Because Jesus said, "The gates of hell will never prevail against the church." And he chose St. Peter as the first pope. Since then, there's been 265 popes. And despite their human frailties, they still have never taught error on issues of faith and morals. Despite their own personal weaknesses sometimes, yet they have never change church doctrine or teaching on issues of faith and issues of morals. And so that is something for us to remember. And then lastly, in today's gospel, again, the idea of the rock comes out. Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father in heaven." So Jesus is saying, not everyone who gives me lip service will enter the kingdom of heaven. Just because they call me Lord doesn't mean they will enter the kingdom of heaven. It's how they live their life. If they do the will of the Father, if they do my Father's will, then those are the ones who will enter the kingdom of heaven. So it's not just about saying, it's about doing and living our life. And then the Lord uses this analogy of a wise man builds his house on rock, a fool builds his house on sand. And Jesus says, the one who listens to the words of mine, Jesus says, and then acts on them, that is like the wise man who builds his house upon rock. Because you want a strong foundation, you want to build your house on rock. Because the rain will fall, the floods will come, and the winds will blow and buffet the house. But if you have a good, strong foundation, solidly set upon rock, then you will survive the storm. But those who build their house on sand, you know, when the winds come and the rain and the torrents and the storm, if you build your house on sand, then it will be completely ruined. So again, this idea of rock goes from the Old Testament, that God is our rock and our salvation, to the New Testament, of Jesus choosing Simon Peter to be the rock upon which he'll build his church, and then this good advice from the Lord today. If we're wise, we will build our house upon rock, which means we listen to the word of God and then act upon it.